Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, in God's News Behind the News, as we continue, I want to share about a recent poll that was taken from the Pew Research. And what they did was started polling the reason why, you know, gun owners. And what they found is that American gun owners are increasingly keeping their firearms for protection instead of hunting. Mm-hmm. I mean, for many years, people say, well, you know, a lot of gun owners in America, they love to hunt, and that's why we have them all. But right now, they found that among gun owners, 48% said that they own a firearm for protection, while 32% said they own a firearm mainly for hunting purposes. Mm. Okay? Now, that's actually a huge shift from what people were saying back in 1999. In 1999, they said that only 26% that were surveyed said that they owned a gun for protection, and that 49% were mainly using it for hunting. And so it's almost kind of flipped. It almost shifted. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing is, I believe, a sign of the times. A sign of the times. You know, people are arming themselves. They want to be protected. They believe in their Second Amendment right. And They're seeing what's happening all around this country. They're seeing what is happening, the lawlessness that is happening, and they're saying, you know what? I have this right afforded to me in the Constitution, and I need to defend myself. I need to defend my family, and it's okay. Especially when you have a sheriff like the sheriff in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That his job is to protect and to serve. That's his job, to protect. I mean, they have police for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Things happen.
Yeah.
And his job is to protect and to serve. And this sheriff, David Clark, who is the sheriff in Wisconsin, which, I mean, it's a 600,000 people population. This is not like, you know, 10,000 people live here. Mm-hmm. It's 600,000 people that live in Wisconsin. And he says that he did a commercial, a 30-second commercial, warning his citizens, and this is what he said in his commercial. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. However, consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so that you can defend yourself until we get there. Mm. He says, I need you to get in the game, is what he said in the ad. I need you to get in the game. And this is a sheriff saying, listen, you got to arm yourself. You know, you have some choices. You can beg for mercy if someone breaks in your house. You can, you know, hide under your bed, get in the closet, or you can fight back and protect yourself until we arrive. Until we arrive. And you also have news that we've reported and shared here on VFN Radio about what the Detroit police literally put out so that people visiting, tourists, they've warned tourists, said, enter Detroit at your own risk. They've had to lay off so many police officers that they had to warn people from coming into the city. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Here, enter Detroit at your own risk. You have California, a city in California that their city council said the same thing that this sheriff is saying. Listen, you need to arm yourself. You need to protect yourself because we just don't have the responders. We don't have the police, you know, to be able to get out to you when you need them. And then you have the city of Camden, New Jersey. I mean, it's like catch a connected dots. I mean, okay, 1, 2, 3. This is what's just, you know, what we know right now. We don't know what's on the horizon, but Camden, New Jersey had to lay off over 200 police officers in their city now. And it has been known over the years as a high murder, you know, crime area. Mm-hmm. And they've had to go to a county base. Policing instead of a city base, right. And it's not good. I mean, they couldn't afford their union police officers that they had, so they had to go to non-union. And so, you know, I can see where people are exercising their Second Amendment right. They're saying, I have a right not only to own a gun for hunting, but they're saying that, you know what, I have a Second Amendment right that says I can defend myself and I can possess a gun for protection purposes. Mm-hmm. And I just think that there's a lot of, you know, opinions on both sides, but I don't think that we do away with the Constitution. Right. I don't think that we do away with the Second Amendment that was placed in there in our Bill of Rights. I mean, think about it. There are not that many constitutional amendments in the whole Constitution. Right. You know what I'm saying? Every one of them is absolutely significant and important. Every one of them. And what you're seeing is an attempt of people that want to take guns away, politicians that want to take away from the citizens, and then you have well-meaning people that are just scared.
Right.
That are just scared. And my concern that if the more scared we become as a nation, the more rights we're going to give up.
That's
it's
right.
Like, oh, it's just terrified. We're terrified. We're terrified. And government, some put all these controls on people. And what you do is when you try to put ban on guns and then lead to handguns and all this type of stuff, is that you empower the criminal. I mean, does anyone actually really believe? This is the question. I mean, this is very simple. This is simple reasoning here. Does anyone actually believe that the local criminal goes into the local gun store and buys a gun?
Right.
I mean, New York has one of the most strictest gun laws in the entire nation. Even before this gun law had passed from the Governor Cuomo, mm-hmm. and yet and still, there's illegal guns all over the place. Criminals are getting their hands on you, knowing that I believe if they commit a crime with a gun, you automatically get 10 years. I think in the state of New Jersey, automatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And knowing that type of penalty, knowing what awaits them, it does not curb any kind of violence. We've shared on VFN Radio, and we did it on last week about Second Amendment. And we talked about all the different statistics that were happening, gun laws that were passed in different cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C. And we saw that those statistics didn't affect, those gun laws did not affect the actual city's crime. In fact, with more strict gun laws, the homicide and the murder rate was in some cases 3 to 4 times higher in those cities and in the national average.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I saw something on Facebook that someone said, they put some sort of picture of a bad guy breaking into a home. And the caption read, when this guy comes into your home at night, you're going to do two things. You're going to call someone that has a gun to come get him. And you're going to pray to God that the one you call, the police, gets there quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think to rethink this. I think that we, this is a very great conversation that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely okay to stand for the Second Amendment. I mean, there's some in the media, there are people on the opposite side that will try to demonize the fact that someone wants to hold the Second Amendment right. It's like, are you kidding me? It's, you know, saying, why would you try to demonize someone because they believe in the Constitution? And stand strong. Right. And we don't want to see any part of the Constitution, not the Second Amendment, not the Fourth Amendment, not the First Amendment, none of the amendments to go away. And in the extra hour, we're going to be sharing with you about the Fourth Amendment, about you know, we have a right not to be illegally searched and without a warrant.
Right.
And you talk about the drones that we've talked about and what's been happening, that, you know, with a camera in the sky of a plane, it can hover over your house, hover through your windows. I mean, it's like you have a right to privacy. And we're just seeing basically a plan, a strategy for the Constitution just to be just picked at piece by piece by piece. You take one leg off here, one leg off there, and before you know it, the whole thing just implodes. We have rights, and you want to stand for the Constitution. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.